Welcome to On Tap Daily for June 22nd, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So we're covering the full long weekend window today from Friday through to Monday, and there's a good amount to unpack across both the platform and industry sides. Let me start with what I think is the most strategically important industry story from the past few days, and that's OpenAI expanding its ChatGPT Ads Manager beta to UK advertisers. Now, we've been watching OpenAI's advertising ambitions for a while, but this UK expansion is meaningful because it represents the first real international push for what could become one of the biggest new advertising channels we've seen in years. Brands like Tesco, Hilton, and Next are among the early participants in the UK pilot. The platform lets advertisers create and manage ads that appear within ChatGPT conversations, supporting both CPM and CPC bidding models. And here's the thing, these ads aren't appearing alongside search results. They're appearing inside conversational interactions where users are actively asking questions, seeking recommendations, and making purchase decisions. That's fundamentally different context from a search results page or a social media feed. When someone asks ChatGPT what's the best wireless headphone under £200 and an ad appears within that conversation, the intent signal is extraordinarily strong. For e-commerce brands, this is a channel you need to start understanding now, even if you're not ready to spend aggressively on it yet. And this lands alongside some significant changes at Google Ads. Google announced that eligible advertisers are being automatically enrolled in conversion-based customer lists. This started rolling out around June 17th, with actual data processing set to begin on August 18th. What this means is that Google is now building audience segments from your conversion data automatically, whether you explicitly opted into it or not. If you're running Google Ads campaigns, you should review your account settings and understand what's being shared. It's another step in Google's push toward fully automated AI-driven campaign management, and while it can be powerful for targeting, the opt-out required approach is worth scrutinizing from a data governance perspective. Google also brought back the target CPA and target ROAS naming for its bidding strategies. This might sound trivial, but it actually matters for campaign management clarity. The previous naming convention made it genuinely difficult for advertisers to distinguish between target-based and volume-based bidding strategies. Renaming them back to what the industry understands is a small but welcome usability improvement. Sometimes the best product updates are the ones that undo previous mistakes. Shifting to the platform side, Shopify released Dawn version 15.5.0, and there's one feature in this release that I think is architecturally significant, even though it won't make flashy headlines. Dawn now supports standard storefront events that enable app, agent, and AI cart interactions without page reloads. Let me explain why this matters. This is the infrastructure layer for agentic commerce, the ability for AI shopping assistants, chatbots, and third-party apps to add items to a customer's cart, modify orders, and interact with the store session without triggering a full-page refresh. Think about the user experience. A customer is chatting with an AI assistant embedded on the store, asks it to add a specific product to their cart, and it just happens seamlessly in the background. No page reload, no context switch, no friction. This is Shopify building the plumbing for a future where the customer interacting with your store might be an AI agent as often as it's a human with a browser. Dawn 15.5.0 also adds a new product disclosures section and block, which addresses the growing regulatory requirements around product transparency. Between the EU's digital product passport requirements, various US state-level transparency laws, and sustainability disclosure mandates, merchants need structured ways to present compliance information on product pages. Having this built into the reference theme means it becomes a standard pattern rather than something each developer has to custom build. The accessibility improvements in this release are worth noting too. Better ARIA labels and focus management on search and filtering components, plus body layout style changes that improve cumulative layout shift. These are the kinds of performance and accessibility improvements that directly impact Core Web Vitals scores and, by extension, search rankings. On the Shopify API side, there's a developer changelog entry announcing the removal of the item not stocked at location error code from inventory mutation APIs as of API version 2026.10. This reflects Shopify's earlier changes that allow inventory quantities to be adjusted at any location, removing the previous restriction that required items to be explicitly stocked at a location before quantities could be modified. If your apps or integrations currently handle this specific error, you can safely remove that logic. It's a simplification that reduces the complexity of inventory management across multi-location setups. Now, over on the Magento and Adobe Commerce side of the ecosystem, Mage Dispatch highlighted several community developments over the weekend. The one that caught my attention is Magewire V3, which hit version 3.2.0 on June 14th, but was featured in this weekend's community roundup. For those unfamiliar, Magewire is a port of Laravel Livewire for Magento, and it lets developers build reactive, dynamic interfaces without writing custom JavaScript. The V3 release represents a significant maturity milestone for the project, making it easier to build modern, interactive storefronts on Magento without the overhead of a full JavaScript framework. If you're working in the Magento ecosystem and haven't looked at Magewire, it's worth evaluating, especially if you're running a Hoover theme, where the combination of Alpine.js and Magewire can deliver remarkably interactive experiences with minimal complexity. The Mage Dispatch Roundup also highlighted Panth, a malware scanner and file integrity monitor for Magento stores. Security remains a persistent concern in the Magento ecosystem, and tools like Panth that provide continuous monitoring rather than one-time scans are increasingly important as attack vectors become more sophisticated. If you're running a Magento store and don't have active malware scanning in place, this is worth investigating alongside established tools from SanSec and others. From the broader retail industry, Retail Dive reported on some interesting structural moves. Abercrombie & Fitch is expanding its wholesale operation by bringing Hollister into Target stores. This follows last year's deals to sell Abercrombie kids through Dick's Sporting Goods and several department stores. It's part of a broader trend we're seeing where digitally native and DTC-oriented brands are strategically embracing wholesale distribution to reach new customer segments. The economics of pure DTC have become more challenging as acquisition costs have risen, and wholesale partnerships offer a way to drive volume and brand awareness without bearing the full cost of customer acquisition. For e-commerce brands evaluating their channel strategy, the Abercrombie playbook of selective, strategic wholesale partnerships alongside a strong DTC presence is worth studying. And Bed Bath & Beyond announced it's acquiring a real estate platform called Fathom Holdings for $53 million in an all-stock deal. This adds home financing and brokerage capabilities to the retailer's business, which is an interesting strategic move that blurs the lines between retail and services. It's emblematic of how post-bankruptcy retail brands are thinking about diversification and adjacency rather than simply trying to recapture their original market position. Pulling all of this together. The theme that connects these stories across the past 3 days is the acceleration of platform automation and the emergence of new commercial surfaces. Google is automating audience building from your conversion data. OpenAI is building an advertising platform inside conversational AI. Shopify is standardizing the event infrastructure for AI agents to interact with stores. And across the retail landscape, brands are expanding beyond their traditional channels into wholesale services and new discovery platforms. The common thread is that e-commerce is becoming more automated, more distributed, and more AI-mediated at every layer of the stack, from how you advertise to how customers discover your products to how they interact with your store to how you manage your inventory and operations. The brands and agencies that thrive in this environment will be the ones that treat automation and AI integration not as future state aspirations but as present-day operational priorities. That's your ONTAP Daily for June the 22nd, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.